introduce yourself and tell me who you work with and what the situation is.
Cynthia Wiggins. I'm with the Gus Home Resident Management Corporation. We manage one of the public housing complexes in New Orleans.
And where is it?
Uptown. Uptown New Orleans. We didn't receive any water, so our residents will be returning November 1st. We haven't let them back in as of yet because we wanted to clean the grounds up, get the debris up, move the cars out, and just to do an assessment and let the housing authority, insurance companies, and all that come in. So they finished, so we'll be ready on the 1st.
Yeah. Now, what about what you were talking about inside the Hano meeting? I mean, do you think that there's an attempt to keep people out of New Orleans?
I don't believe that. I don't believe that they're attempting to do that. I think they're operating on the side of caution. Because the housing authority is self-employed, they have to watch their liability. And some of our sites, that like St. Bernard, has never received water before. And so because those first floors may be gone, they want to get in, do the assessment, because there is mold there. And actually, I went with them just to see to make sure that that was actually going on. I understand the fact for them, the position that they've taken, not to allow people to return. Our thing is just to make sure that they protect people's property, and they are attempting to do that by buying those devices to put on the doors and to lock the windows down. So I think more so than anything, I don't think they're trying to stop people from coming back. I think it's the liability that they're concerned about.
And is there temporary housing available for people?
They have been, that I know of, been in contact with FEMA to try to get trailers. Because the housing authority has some vacant lots, they can sit trailers on. The thing is to get the trailers from FEMA, because it doesn't make sense for them to go take their money to buy them when FEMA can give them to us and let them just put them down.
Where are the tenants from your...
They're in various cities. Some of them, most of them went to Houston. We have some of them in Atlanta, some of them in Memphis. So most of our residents, what we did was during all of the stuff that was going on, we went to the Astrodome, we went to the Reliance Center, we went to the C.J. Brown Center. We had some people in Baton Rouge that went out and we made cards. We went in with the cars and we gave all of the residents of public housing. We've just found public housing residents because we believe that there's a network with all of our residents. And we told them, if y'all have any concerns or problems, to call us. But we need to keep in contact with you. So what you need to do is call us and let us know where you are. And through that information, we kept the database. As people called us, we just took down the information and their phone numbers.
So you're doing
Independent corporation.
An independent person, you're doing this at what the housing authority should be.
Right. But then, too, and I think that in all respect to Dr. Jarma, a lot of her authority has been taken away from her. HUD is trying to manage this out of Washington, D.C., and it can't happen. This thing has to be managed here in the city. And what they need to do is back off and allow the housing authority to operate, and they're not doing that. You know, Ms. the board chairman is from New York, so she's not here every day. Dr. Jarman is here every single day, and they have literally stripped her. You know, and nobody wants, she's not going to say that, but we know that's actually what's going on just in our conversations with her. She's not making decisions. And so it's ludicrous from our perspective that we have people in Washington, D.C. that think they know what's happening here but haven't been here to see the destruction. So how can you relate to what we're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, in fact, I just talked to the head of the Katrina Disaster Relief in Washington, D.C. She had no idea. She
has
didn't know
no
any
idea.
Of the housing projects.
Mm-mm.
She didn't even know the names of them,
mm-mm.
Let alone what kind of damage they sustained.
None. They have none. And so that's the anger behind our frustration, is that they want to manage this, but yet they won't come here and leave their little comfort zones to actually try to endure, get a feel for what's actually going on here. And I mean, this thing is devastating. A lot of people have lost everything that they had. They've lost their jobs, they've lost their homes, all of their belongings. And so you can't appreciate that if you're not actually here to see that. You know, so.
And now we're getting into the real desperate time in that mold is growing. It's 6 weeks
Absolutely.
Later.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think that they're gonna really start to act now? Because it seems like it's taken way too long.
They don't even have a plan. And that's why one of the things we kept saying to the media, we said we're going to go get to CNN, ask them for a plan, and I tell you they don't have one. Because there are issues out here that is bigger than what they're thinking. They're thinking in this little box. And the issues are much bigger than what they perceive them to be. That's why we kept telling them about the two programs. We need to iron that out. You know, you have people, y'all gave people vouchers without even thinking through the process. if I take this voucher, can I still maintain my apartment? You know what I'm saying? I'm locked into a lease. The housing authority makes money off of those vouchers. Private landlords make money off of those vouchers. You think once I enter into an agreement with you, I'm just going to let you go because your apartment ready now? Not going to happen. So, I don't think they really even thought about that. And yesterday was evident from just the conversation that we had. They have not processed this properly. And so, and our thing is, you need to come out here and talk to us. Because we're in the inside, we know ultimately what's going on and how it's actually impacting people. And so until they do that, they're going to keep just going around in circles.
How many people are in your database, would you say?
Oh, I wouldn't. I really don't know. That I really don't know. Because we have, like, some of our families that came back just to clean out their refrigerators and, you know, make sure that their apartments and stuff was okay. And when the first come, they'll come back. So a good bit of our, we have, like, 780 units, and most of our residents have come back in just to check their apartments. So I don't know what the actual number is, because we get like 60, 70 calls a day. So when they call us, we call in.
Well, it seems like, you know, the Blue Ribbon Commission, all that, I mean, it's the developers are wanting to take over some of the public housing.
They want to, but I think they realize it's going to be a fight. There'll be a fight for that, you know. And hopefully HUD won't allow that to happen. You just don't know. With the comments the secretary made, people just don't know. I think his comments were a little bit off base. And really, if he thought that, he should have never said it. So.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Ms. Wiggins.